Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, y'all.
I am the God who heals the sea.
Oh.
For that you only trust.
You are the sea.
You are the sea.
By faith.
How are y'all doing? Are y'all good? I'm almost certain you all said yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I sincerely pray your week has been fabulous. In spite of all the demonic attacks that the world is facing, nobody but God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, it's Friday, and you know what that means. God's blessings and everlasting love to you from the Lady of the Hour. Welcome to My Inheritance with Godiologist Dr. Brittany, where it's a pleasure to serve, then be served. My duty is to bring the beauty by bringing the inner you out of you. Everybody, y'all, world, nation, I'm so excited about today's show. I'm so excited. Also here with me, interning, is my best friend, Vanessa. Everybody say hello to Vanessa.
Great. I've been doing great. I've had fun.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here with me. How does it feel to be live on the hottest radio network in history?
Absolutely amazing, of course.
Wow, the hottest.
I am excited. I am.
Wow, thank you so very much. I love you so much. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yay! Now, with that being said, again, thank you all for joining us on the WPGR Network. First and foremost, my apologies for last week. Due to technical difficulties that are beyond our control, My Inheritance with Godiologist Dr. Brittany was canceled and rescheduled for this week. With that being said, again, I am so excited. Today we are doing something we haven't ever done before. We are implementing two shows in one. You ready, Vanessa?
Let's go.
You got your seatbelt on?
Let's go.
Let's go. Put it in gear. Well, guys, or should I say ladies and gentlemen, again, like I said, you know, last week, my apologies, the show was canceled due to technical difficulties, and we're going to be honoring and celebrating Juneteenth. So first on our show today, we will be honoring our ancestors in the 155th Juneteenth anniversary, which ended slavery, yes, a whole week later, but a moment of history and its significance. Next, we have two amazing guests stopping by, Jeff Valesta, I love him. A 20-year native of Oakland, California. He is a phenomenal creator, writer, and producer. We also will have Minister LaWanda Murphy, a native of Houston, Texas. She is the founder and the CEO of I Am Ministries. With that being said, before we bring them on, we all remember that last year on Thursday, June 27, 2019, I received an anonymous letter that was basically inviting me to a premeditated murder. Yes, it backfired. The return address is to Elkins Funeral Home, which is primarily utilized by Caucasian Americans. I'm going to read you the letter. It says, it says to Brittany Vincent, 311 Cypress Landing Place, Lawrence, Alabama, 35633. Remember, that's where I was illegally evicted. The return address is 1535 Hermitage, Lawrence, Alabama, 35630, and a smiley face. That's the funeral home. The letter reads, your retarded daughter should never hold your normal daughter back in life. Why would you let this happen? The world does not revolve around Your schedule, no one owes you anything. You made the special child. Now deal with her. Put her in a special school where she belongs, and maybe you wouldn't have these problems. You really need to lose the tough girl attitude. No one is scared of Brittany. Smiley face. She isn't wanted in normal schools. You change her diaper with 2! Tomorrow will be a whole year, and nobody from the school district calls to apologize to me, my children, say, hey, we didn't do this or anything. But God, I can say that the vice president of the funeral home, she did contact me the same night apologizing, saying whatever she could do or they could do, they would be there. It was very devastating. And I always say this, I don't have a record. I don't knock anybody who does. And I call the police when need to be, when I have to. And God basically told me, he said, do not call the police. You'll end up like Sandra Bland. And I did just what he said. What happened was, normally, you remember, bro, and you can chime in with this. I call Vanessa Bray, y'all. What happens is, I don't take anybody's crap, especially when it comes to my children and their well-being. They had expected me, notice they said that I had a
tough girl attitude.
What they expected was me to go to the schoolhouse or to the Board of Education and show out. Okay, if I go there, I'll show out, I'll go to jail, and then what? They'll rape me, beat the crap out of me, kill me, and say what? She committed suicide, like Sandra Bland. Okay? My job at the hospital was identifying doctor's handwriting. So if I can identify doctor's handwriting, I can identify anybody's handwriting. Justice has not been served. Nobody would hear me out. Bless their heart. Nobody would listen. People thought I was, you know, trying to get attention. And that was not even the case. Me being obedient to God really saved my life.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say it again.
Absolutely.
Me being obedient to God really saved my life because I could have went up there and showed out like they thought I was going to do. The assistant DA and the truancy officer are the ones who wrote this letter. You know, it's crazy. They wrote this letter, y'all. I watched them undress me with their eyes when I walked into the courtroom. They hated me. They hate me. Cody Hand, Sir Martin, I still forgive them. You know, I forgive everybody, the school system. I forgive everybody who hasn't even reached out, but justice will be served. I think about George Floyd. You know, I think about Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, all those people. Why do they have to die for justice to be served? But as for me and my house, Carson Kaysler McCoy and Dr. Brittany C. Benson, we will live to tell about it. With that being said, you got anything to say, bro? How does it make you feel?
It still makes me upset to this day. I feel like, again, none of that should have ever been said. We're talking about an innocent child of God here, special made, very loved, very respected, and we teach our children to treat her as she is. Very special. You look after her with everything in you, and you make sure that any and everybody else around gives her that same respect because she cannot speak for herself. She can't speak for herself. So we are mm-hmm. our eyes and her ears, and we'll be there until
God heals her.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have two best friends, Vanessa and Shamia, and through it all, they have been with me riding the walking, and I can't thank God enough. A lot of times people won't support you because your family don't support you. A lot of times people will try to make you out to be seeking attention. The thing about it is, again, I didn't die for it to happen. This premeditated murder backfired. They basically were inviting me to come to the funeral home. Again, it's a white people's funeral home. And with that being said, I'm going to go on to a moment of history and its significance. I wouldn't have ever thought that on last Friday, which was the 171st day of the year,
I would be blessed to host my own radio show on Juneteenth, 2020, which we know it was rescheduled for such a time as this. It had to happen. Thank you, God. I wouldn't have ever thought that my children and I would be a victim of injustice, discrimination, racism, and premeditated murder. I wouldn't have ever thought that God would allow me to see everything so clear, to gain my voice at 28 years old, to use my voice to protect his land and his people. I wouldn't have ever thought that me telling the truth would make people plot to kill me. And again, thank you, God. Just like in John 8, the scribes and the Pharisees taunted and threatened Jesus, thinking it would frighten him. Same way with me. They thought that Jesus wasn't backing down, so they left him alone. And for a little while, they too left me alone. For such a time as this, Monday, June 19, 1865, it all had to happen. That 170th day of the year put an end to slavery in the United States. Again, we will honor and celebrate our ancestors, though it was just last week. But we will honor and celebrate our ancestors because 155 years ago, as of last Friday, the Emancipation Proclamation was announced, Civil War and slavery. Sadly, it initially was ordered January the 1st, 1863, by President Abraham Lincoln. It took 2.5 years to be announced. Like many of today's officials, y'all, slave owners failed to respect and did what they wanted to do. In closing, and before I bring our guests on, most people won't understand the revelation. The Bible says in John 8:55-58, King James Version, "Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father, Abraham, rejoiced to see my day and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus," I'm going to say it again, "Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. For such a time as this, it all had to happen." That scripture is deep and so very powerful. President Abraham Lincoln did this. Jesus talked about Abraham, what, bro? Doing this. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, with love, "Hate is too great a burden to bear." These are words to really and truly live by. You know, it's really sad. We live in a sick world.
Absolutely.
We live in a sick world. And I want to encourage anybody out there who has the heart of gold, who loves God, and who loves people for real, keep doing it. For such a time as this, it all had to happen. The time is now. And now spell back is what?
One.
Congratulations. Now, I'm going to introduce our first guest, Jeff Valesa. Again, Jeff is a creator, producer, a writer, and host of the documentary No Boundaries, creator, organizer, activist of Bring Our Women and Children Home. Jeff is a motivational speaker. He speaks on the power of creation in each of us and our imagination's ability to show us life's coming attractions. Jeff has been a screenwriter, writing feature films for 7 years. Hello, Jeff, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Jeff.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm well. I have my best friend Vanessa here with me. Say hello to Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa. Are you keeping Brittany
out
of trouble?
You? I am, absolutely.
Jeff, before we move forward, Jeff, we have a caller. Okay.
Sure.
Before we move any further, we have a caller. Hello,
sure.
Caller. Are you there?
Well, hello, Brittany.
Hi there.
This is Miss Donna.
Hey, Miss Donna, how are you?
Hey, sis, I am well. I'm blessed. I call one, of course, to support, and two, I just kind of I had a question. I think I might have missed something. And of course, if you don't want to, you know, talk about it, it's okay. But you were reading the letter that was sent to you. Did they kick your child out of a school that she should have been in?
Basically, yes. They failed to respect my wishes. You know, again, until God heals her, she's blind and deaf and severely autistic. I could not voice enough that my child can't tell me anything. They continue to call my phone every day. Instead of hiring somebody who really and truly knows Kaisley up from kindergarten through 12th grade, you know, so they didn't have to bother me so I could work.
Because she had this at preschool. She had her own, you know, her own special teacher, and which she was also blind. And she was able to, you know, Kaisley knew her. She knew Kaisley, you know, and she didn't have to worry about, you know, different people coming around again, you know, not knowing how to handle Kaisley. You know, she don't adapt to everybody. Again, a person, especially a baby, you know, not being able to see and or hear, you know, it was very difficult and frustrating because a lot of people didn't want to take the time, you know, to deal with, as they would say, a child in this manner.
An African-American child. Mind you, the teacher's aide mushed her head, and they would not play the video back for me. The superintendent is an African-American man. The principal was a Caucasian man. And, I mean, details don't matter. But I had to throw that out there because it'd be people in position that help, that's supposed to help you, you know, who knows things aren't supposed to be this way, and they fail to do so. And I'm friends with them on Facebook and everything, and they have yet, bless their heart. But, yep, they basically put us out. They harassed us. I stayed in truancy court. I mean, I have record. I mean, it's ridiculous. I have every piece of documentation, everything.
Yeah, they basically did everything in their power to not accommodate the need for Kaisley.
Yep. Got tired of dealing with
it. Oh, my goodness. God bless you, sis. You're strong and you're God's child.
Yes.
Amen.
So
that basically is it all. But I just wanted to, you know, just call and ask that question, and of course, to support my sister, and you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. I love you.
Okay. I love you too. Bye bye.
Hello, Jeff.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
It's all good.
How are you, Jeff?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I'm just excited to be here with you and sharing this experience with you.
Thank you. So, Jeff, tell us about you. Tell us what you got going on.
Well, thanks to this virus, you know, we're on hold for the production with no boundaries, but I'm all set to film. We're ready to go. In fact, my buddy Eric, he's my cameraman and my film editor, and he and I have been working the last couple of weeks, where we're going to work on shooting some segments in the next couple of weeks, probably in August, September. We're kind of biding our time right now, waiting to see how California opens. All the beaches are closed. So one of our segments that we want to shoot that we've been planning is a women's empowerment segment at the beach, bringing women together, talking about, you know, life in general, basically, situations, and asking some tough questions, you know, things that, you know, we need to start answering again and building a new foundation going forward with it, and getting a female voice out there is imperative to hear that.
Right. That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. So Eric's all set. He's on board. We've got some equipment ordered. So he's going to do the filming and stuff like that while we, you know, hopefully, you know, as this clears up and stuff like that, I get you out here as well to be a part of that. And we get that taken care of and have that filmed out here.
Awesome. Wow. That's awesome, Jeff. You're amazing.
I wouldn't go that far.
Vanessa has a question for you, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Do you absolutely love what you do for a living?
Oh, absolutely. It's a passion.
Good.
And that's what you got to have. You got to have that in life. You got that, you know, that we have this one life here. And Brittany and I have talked about this several times, and I talk about this with friends too. You know, we are so much more than just getting up in the morning, going to work, and coming home. You know, we have, you know, I talk with friends around here, motivational talks. I've talked with Brittany on this several times, you know, that we're so much more. Now, I call it, you know, like Brittany does, we call it God, you know, and the power of creation with God. But not everybody believes in God. And that's fine. Through the documentary and the stories we want to tell of people, we want to bring back a sense of humanity in people with their stories. And with that, you know, we want them to understand and believe there's a higher power out there. Now, if you don't want to call it God, you know, call it the universe or destiny, you know, your gut, karma,
because we respect
whatever it is. Exactly. You know, so, you know, call it something, but have that.
Right. Jeff, how did you get into film?
What
made you want to do that?
It was actually several years ago. I was actually in financial services, working with people, with clients about investments, retirement, stock investments, insurances, things like that. And it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. But when we went through that last recession and the bank started collapsing, I lost my job. You know, we got laid off. So that's where I started to do a lot of self-reflection and going back and trying to find things and doing that. So over the course of time, I went in, started learning screenwriting on my own and writing stories. I've always had an active imagination.
Right.
And writing. So I've started, the process with that and films. And I've pitched a few films to production companies in the past. Obviously, they haven't picked them up yet or anything. But I want to say it was about 3 years now. It's been, 3 years, basically right to this month, to June. That's when Anthony Bourdain died.
Right.
So Anthony Bourdain had such a way about him with his stories and his shows that he did. That's what inspired me to transition to the documentary.
Okay.
So that's what where my focus has been going forward with that. Well, you know, so my goal is for the show is to do an aggressive spin on what Anthony Bourdain did and bring these stories of culture and people and higher thinking and passions in life and bring them out and narrate a story from what the film shows us. And tell that story and get those stories out there of people doing these things. And part of the aggressive spin that I talk about is as I host the show, I also, the show doesn't work without my co-host. So and my co-host has to be an African-American woman. So to be able to put these two together, people together on the show together with a different cultures and different viewpoints, discussions, is something that no one's ever seen before.
Right.
Right.
So,
and who's
and
your co-host?
This conversation. Right now it's you, Brittany, if you want it.
Of course I do. I would love to be beside you.
Seriously, I did have a co-host last year, and she was great, and she's like my little sister, but you know, her business started taking off and her career started going into a different direction. So in the meantime, I've been working on it alone through here and still looking for it. And, you know, Brittany is a dear woman I love very dearly myself. And she and I just, you know, you and I just gel. We just gel going back and forth talking all the time. So I think it would be a perfect. I think it would be a perfect fit as we move forward going through this.
Absolutely.
I think so too.
That's awesome. Thank you, Jeff, so very much for the opportunity. You know, a lot of times people miss God because they're busy looking at you, myself, Vanessa, and other people. And the way God is doing it for us, it hasn't ever been done before. And we're bringing people to the nation without hesitation. And it's not that they can't tell us nothing. It's just that they can't tell us anything. And we can't do anything without God, the universe, or whatever anybody desires. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
Yep. Oh, no, absolutely.
Last week, Jeff, again, the show was canceled. You celebrated a birthday, right?
Yes, I did.
And with that being said, we had planned to have you a surprise party, birthday radio party, if that makes sense. Hasn't ever been done before. So 7 days later, it's not much, but we got a little something for you. My inheritance and cardiologist, Dr. Brittany and Vanessa, would like to say happy belated birthday, Jeff, and we have a present for you. Ready? All right. 1 second. We're getting the cake and the candles.
Happy birthday!
Voila! Woo! Happy birthday, Jeff. We all know that I was blessed with the opportunity to be the program director for Urban Flavor Gospel Radio Network. And
congratulations.
Thank you so very much. It's all God.
Yes.
It is the hottest gospel radio network in the nation, the newest one. And we are hoping and praying that Jeff is going to be one of our hosts. Ain't that right, Jeff?
Absolutely. We have a lot to talk about on that, but very excited.
Yes, yes, and congratulations in advance. We cannot wait to work with you. We thank you for joining on today, and this is not the last time that the world will hear of Jeff Walesa. Tell us, Jeff, about your last name. Where did it come from?
Well, my heritage comes back from Poland, Eastern European countries.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, to keep it short and simple, when you go back to the 1980s and we were in the Cold War with the Soviet Union, Germany was divided,
mm-hmm.
the East and West Germany, you had the Iron Curtain and all the politics of that time back there. My uncle... my dad's second cousin was, or is,
mm-hmm.
still Lech Walesa. He,
mm-hmm.
he's the solidarity leader that stood up to the Russians and the Polish army, starting a protests and standing up to for human rights and democracy in Poland. He was a
mm-hmm.
shipyard worker in the northern city of Gdansk, Poland, and he won the Nobel Peace Prize. He was imprisoned several times. He became the first elected president of Poland as well. He was
mm-hmm.
all over the news back then. He was all over the media back then with this. And God bless him for it, too, because when he did these protests, he did it in the same way without violence. Bring people
mm-hmm.
together. Bring people with a common, larger vision. And
right.
get people to stand up into one voice and stand up to that without inciting riots and violence. And
right.
So very proud to have him as a relative and carry on that name as well. And,
right. And we're
like
so
said,
honored.
You know, yes. So I really appreciate that man for everything he did back then and still being active now today. Just
mm-hmm.
truly amazing.
Jeff, if somebody was wanting to get in contact with you,
how could they reach you?
The best way to do it is through Facebook. Send me a message through Facebook. That way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do social media. I just don't have the time or the brain power to figure out Instagram and Twitter and all these others. It's just, I can't even keep up with Facebook. So if anybody wants to ever reach out to me, you know, and questions or answers or whatever or things, just send me a message through Facebook. That's the best way to do it.
Okay. Are there any other projects that you have going on?
Another big one we were working on at the beginning of the year was to bring out some community activism and bringing out more awareness on human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
I know you and I talked in the past about that. We wanted to do something kind of old school, like back in the 80s also, where we had things like Live Aid and Farm Aid and these different large concert venues for support,
mm-hmm.
like they did Feed the People, Feed the World, you know, We
mm-hmm.
Are the World kind of
mm-hmm.
project. But we wanted to do something along that line. My partner, Beverly Bush, she's a beautiful lady herself and
mm-hmm.
Music promoter with independent artists and a few other people that I had. We were working in partnership to bring multiple concerts across the country for awareness, along with organization
mm-hmm.
On human trafficking.
Right.
The sad reality is given the state that we're in now, you know, with the protests and the virus and stuff, human trafficking is still going on behind the scenes. It doesn't stop. It hasn't put itself in quarantine. So it's something that is just absolutely disgusting in my mind. And
mm-hmm.
we wanted to do something big and out there to really say, hey, wake up, people. You know, these are human lives, you know, especially girls and children in this women
mm-hmm.
and children, which is why we named it Bring Our Women and Children Home.
Right, right.
It's just absolutely horrific that people out there can actually go and kidnap somebody and coerce them into doing something like that and forcing them into these types of conditions. And this is also a subject that does not know color. It doesn't know color. It doesn't know race. It doesn't know income. There's no socioeconomic levels to this. It goes from, you know, from,
mm-hmm.
you know, lower levels all the way to, you know, top politicians and CEOs and business people and millionaires and billionaires. It goes all the way to the top. So this is not just something that is just for a certain community. It's everybody that's affected across the world even, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I really and truly believe that we can change it. Jeff, we're going to continue this conversation. I see this being a part two. Before we go to commercial, I would like to say to you, Jeff, thank you so very much. Me and Vanessa are so honored to be in your presence. My Inheritance, we love you, and anything that we can do for you or to be an assist to you, let us know. Again, thank you so very much, and I cannot wait till we chat. And I love you, and we will see you later. We got a caller, okay?
Sounds good. I love you too, Brittany, and thank you for the birthday wishes.
You're more than welcome. Don't forget to put your seatbelt on.
Yes. Yes, dear. I listen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed as well. Thank you.
And you are?
My name is Michael. I work very close to Jeff. Michael Howard is my name. And I was a little inspired by hearing your conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I just want to say, knowing Jeff, he's one of the most fantastic, real human beings I've ever met in my life. And I wish him well. I wish him luck. And I think you also are a very, very important person, and the things you're doing are going in the right direction. We need to be going in the direction you guys are talking about, us as a society.
Thank you so much, Mr. Michael. Bless you. I'm running for president. I don't know when, but I'm running.
Hey, I'll vote for you.
Independently.
You, the courage you have, let me just tell you, you've endured some things that I can't imagine. So I just want to tell you, God bless you, and keep on trucking, because you're doing a wonderful job.
Bless you. Thank you so much. You just don't know. I really needed to hear that, for real. And we're going to start on that campaign here for long.
Okay, awesome. Hey, so here's another person's here. Hi, this is Eric Keither. Hey, how you doing? I'm a long time listener, first time caller. And I
awesome.
Just want to give a shout out to my boy Jeff. Because he gave me a shout out because I'm gonna be helping him with this you know, this upcoming project. And, you know, I'm just, you know, calling to give my full-time support. And I just want to ask, I don't think he's on the call anymore, but I was going to ask him if we're going to have football this year, what his thoughts about that, because we're both big Green Bay Packers fans. So I just want to hear his thoughts if he's still on the phone somewhere in on the radio land out there.
Jeff, are you
still there?
Get back in the call queue.
Yes, I am still here.
Yes.
Are we doing football or what? Our buddies
want to
know.
Are we doing football? Yeah.
I'm the cheerleader.
First off,
me and Vanessa.
Absolutely. Oh, I'll take that. Absolutely, I'm the cheerleading. but let me just first say to Mike and Eric, man, God bless you guys. I love you guys both. They've been fantastic with me, you know, all along the way through all of this stuff. They're dear friends of mine. I love them both. Fantastic. With that being said, as far as that being said, with football, I would love to see the Packers take the Super Bowl, absolutely. But I'm going to go in a different direction with this. That now, given the state of how things have come into play with the virus and the quarantines and the different things that are happening, it really kind of, hopefully for people that understand and put things into perspective, that sports is not the answer to everything. It's not the end all be all. You know, they're not out, you know, we talk about all the money these players make in sports, you know, doing this stuff. But, you know, now when we've got these, you know, life and death situations of this virus, you know, how important is sports nowadays? You know,
right.
Yep.
You know, but, that's the fun thing about being here in California with these guys and Eric being a fellow Packer fan. Boy, the trash talking that we do out here is unbelievable. It is so much fun.
Yeah, the 49ers and the Packers.
Thank
you. It's just like
so
college football. I was just going to say, it's just like football. You know, you don't want to see Alabama up there anymore. You know, being –
Yeah,
I know Brittany's you know, likes her Roll Tide and Alabama, so you gotta throw a little
so we have a problem because I'm an LSU fan, so we might have some other issues with that.
Well,
yeah,
I'm a Jeep fan. J-E-S-U-S, I am blessed.
Yes.
I can't wait to meet you guys.
Yeah, you come down to come down to California.
Yep.
The weather's nice and warm. Well, it's not too warm. It's actually nice and it's in between warm and cool right now.
Yeah.
Right. Just how I like it.
Yep.
We'll be together soon.
All right. Well, we look forward to meeting you as well.
Yep. Thank you for the time.
Thank you
and,
all. Thank you guys so very much.
I'm going to tell Jeff to get back to his other job.
Thank you guys so very much. Make sure y'all put y'all seatbelts on. I'll see y'all in a little bit. And Team Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to commercial. I love you all. Bye-bye. God, endow me, please, Jesus. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are going to get ready for our next caller. I'm going to introduce Minister LaWanda Murphy. She is a phenomenal woman of God. She's a native of Houston, Texas. She is the founder and the CEO of I Am Ministries. Minister LaWanda, are you there? Okay, she should be coming in just a second. She's also, like I said, she's the founder. Minister LaWanda is the founder and CEO of I Am Ministries. She's a Christian counselor. She's a mentor. She's a homeless advocate. She holds a board certification in Christian counseling and certificate in chemical dependency counseling. Minister LaWanda, are you there? Can you hear me? Minister LaWanda, she should be with us in a second. She is absolutely amazing. I love this mighty, mighty woman of God. She was just ordained. I would like to say congratulations. God is so very good. You know, she was recently ordained, licensed and ordained on June the 6th, 2020. Minister LaWanda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi there. I love you. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Y'all have to give me a moment. And dial me just took me in.
Okay. Hey, it took us all in, sis. Thank you so much for that, you know, that song. I love it. How are you?
I am well.
Awesome. Awesome. Congratulations. I have my best friend here. She's interning, Vanessa.
Hi, Minister LaWanda.
Hi, Vanessa.
How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. You sound great.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Again, congratulations on being recently being licensed and ordained on June the 6th, 2020, a few days ago.
Thank you.
God is good.
Yes, he is. A long time coming, but everything happens all in God's perfect timing.
Absolutely. And the time is now, and now spelled backwards is what? One. All right. So let's get started. Tell us about I Am Ministries.
I Am Ministries. I Am Ministries was birthed in 2016. God gave me a vision to empower, affirm the broken and the women of God that just needed healing, the forgotten, the forsaken, the left out, the abused, the afflicted. God called me to provide a healing and a spiritual growth to the broken through prayer and intercession, coaching and counseling, while ministering the words of encouragement through affirmation, wisdom, and the knowledge in God's word. You never want to leave out the knowledge of God's word. You can always give people your testimony, but it has to be backed up with the word of God, because nothing that we go through has not already been written in the word. We're just a walking, living, breathing testimonies of God's word. So
Jesus,
you always have to go back to the word of God. I am so delighted to be an extension of Jesus Christ, an heir to God's kingdom, and I don't take it lightly that God has called me at such a time as this to serve his people. God called me to evangelize, go out to the highways and byways and compel millions of women to come. But you have to be equipped. You have to be ready. You have to be tried. And you have to have your own testimony to go back and reach others that are now going through what you've been through. Nothing you go through is without testing. And the testing brings about character, integrity, and strength and endurance. And that's what I am to those who I minister to. I affirm them. I can't tell you I'm healed if I haven't been sick and down and without. I can't tell you I'm delivered if God haven't delivered me out of something. I can't tell you that I am victoriously and wonderfully made if God didn't have to make me over. You understand what I'm saying? And that's
Jesus.
Why I love that song called Endow Me. Endow me. Endow me with your fire. Endow me with your power. Endow
yes,
me.
Jesus.
Ooh, what about shit? Endow me with your
come on,
strength.
Sis. You better
have what I'm saying? You have to tell
yes.
God and be transparent with him. And you have to give
mm-hmm.
you have to give of yourself every fiber, everything in which you yourself can operate in the flesh. You have to turn it over to God and say, God,
that's
endow
right.
me, strip everything from me that is not like you, and endow me with your fire, endow me with your word, endow me with everything, everything that concerns him for my life, endow
mm-hmm.
me. So that's why that song just, it does something to me. It takes me to a whole nother place because I'm asking God really to endow me with just a measure of what you have
mm-hmm.
endow me. Woo, baby, I can go on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Amen.
Hey.
I am is a reflection of Jesus Christ because he is I am.
Amen. Hey, yes, he is. I am. Yes, sis. Hey, let me tell you something. I have chills. Vanessa, what about you?
Absolutely.
Hey, we done had church on a Friday because you know what? It don't matter what day of the week it is. We serve God all day, every day. I'm so proud
Amen.
Of you. I'm honored to be here on this line with you. I'm so proud of you with I Am Ministries. Again, if my inheritance can do anything or be an assist to you, let us know. I'm so excited for you, and I see so many things happening. I saw where your mentor, I think it is, right? Forgive me if I'm wrong. She had something coming up. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
My mentor is Dr. Rhonda Sneed. She's the founder and CEO of Restoring Souls Outreach Ministry here in Houston, Texas. She
mm-hmm.
offers a certified Christian counseling board certification where you can
mm-hmm.
practice in whatever area God has called you to. They deal with grief. They deal with singleness. They deal with marriage and family. So whatever God has called you to and whatever lane that God calls you to operate in her 12-week course of board certification, she deals with
mm-hmm.
each of those areas to where she finds and she redevelop what it is God has called you to. Everybody can't deal
mm-hmm.
with grief. Everybody can't counsel
Amen.
Grief. Everybody can't counsel drug addiction. Everybody can't counsel mental health. You know, it's what God called you
mm-hmm.
to. And those are the things she try to pull out of you, the tools and the resources of what it is God has gifted you to do. And that is what you're that's the area of counseling that you would go into. So her board certification class, now because we're dealing with COVID and everything, is gonna be taking
mm-hmm.
place the first week of August, and for those that are out of town, she's going to offer it Zoom. So this now has afforded her the opportunity to reach more people who want to be board certified and want to take their license in to different states or whatever. You can do that. And so I have, I think I sent you the information. I'm driving to her website.
You did.
So you can go on. There's a number to where you can register and get signed up for that class. And she only, because she's so one-on-one, she only takes
mm-hmm.
a handful of people for these classes. So I tell you, the woman of God is a powerful woman. She don't move.
Amen.
She don't operate unless she is by the unction of the Holy Ghost. That's how she moves. And before she even accepts you into the class, she's going to call you. She's going to talk to you. She's going to pray.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to go to God and pray on your behalf to see if you are a good fit, because everybody's not a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
right.
not a good fit, and she and you know her name is on the line, her ministry is on the line, and she wants to make sure the people that is connecting with her is for real about God's kingdom and His ministry.
Amen, amen. That thank you, Lord God. She is a phenomenal woman, and I hear the Lord saying, "So are you." Thank you, Lord God, for kingdom building women. As you are speaking, I'm listening to God, and I'm not nobody, but I am somebody. And if He tell me to say it, I'm gonna say it. If He don't, I'm not right. But your voice carries, Minister LaWanda. That's why they couldn't use you, Jesus Christ. Lord, have mercy.
I hear you talking. You say what you mean, and you mean what you say. For such a time as this, it had to happen. I know you know that God is proud of you, and so am I, and God loves you so much. That's why they can't take you. You know, they think I'm just listening to God, okay? Honey, they've been trying to shut you up, like myself, for such a time as this. It all had to happen. All those years where people counted you out. Oh, Lord have mercy. You might as well just reach up and grab what all God has for you, because this is not your first or last time speaking to the nation. You hear me? You heard about Oprah Winfrey, right? And we don't compare ourselves to nobody. God said they could have been the Potter House, but they chose to be the Hotter House. For such a time as this, I Am Ministries and the founder and CEO shall do great things. All great things in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Congratulations in advance, sis. Amen. Don't you ever shut up for nobody. You keep being you, and you say what you mean and mean what you say. God speaks directly to you. People would kill to have the ears and the eyes that you got. Minister LaWanda, my sister in Christ, Lord have mercy, I love you. And Lord, we ask you right now to forgive those who try to come up against your mighty and powerful woman of God, for they not know what they do. What I see God doing for you, sis, right now, I could kiss the flow. Lord have mercy. Congratulations. You know, and I sincerely hope and pray that you will also join us on the Urban Flavor Gospel Radio Network, because we need your voice. We need people like you. We need people that bring the inner you out of you. Thank you, Lord God.
Out of those things. Yeah, God.
Some tried to come against, but we shall move forward.
Amen. I just want to piggyback off of Jeff, what he said earlier. He mentioned that when you get up in the morning, you have to get up with purpose. And I'm always saying that, you know, you have to claim your day before, as your feet begin to hit the floor, you have to claim your day. What does your day look like? How many lives do you want to touch? Who do you want to inspire? Who do you want to bring to Christ? You know, you have to live with purpose. We just not around just to be sucking God's air. We just not around here just to be living all willy-nilly and just being and just existing. No, you have to be living your life with purpose and meaning.
That's
Woe to the man that just takes up this, just lives here and don't have no meaning, don't have no purpose.
I don't mean to cut you off. But this, again, is part two. I think that I'm trusting and believing in God. I'm listening to him. Next week shall be part two with you, Jeff, and myself, and Vanessa, and anybody who want to join. I'll see you next week. I love you. Put your seatbelt on, and we'll chat later. Everybody, take care. God's blessings. Have an amazing weekend. Happy belated Father's Day to you guys. Stay in touch, and we'll be back next week with My Inheritance with Gynecologist Dr. Brittany, where it's a pleasure to serve than be served. My duty is to bring the beauty by bringing the inner you out of you. I love you all. Tell them bye, bro.
Bye-bye.
Mm.
Bye-bye.
Here we go, y'all.